Good morning, Lillooet, and excuse me, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button. I will be with you until 9 o'clock. Not quite sure how it is that I ended up on the air 2 minutes early this morning. I usually try to plan playing the encore edition of Snooze Button that comes on around 7 so that it will end right at 8, and I seem to have miscalculated seriously this morning. Maybe I forgot how to do math because it was morning. Anyway, we started this morning with music of Antonio Vivaldi. We heard the first movement, Presto, very fast, that comes from his bassoon concerto in E-flat major. That was a recording with Tamás Benkoch, whose name I hope I'm saying approximately correctly, playing the bassoon. And he was also performing with the Nikolaus Esterházy Sinfonia, conducted by Béla Drahos. And we will come back and hear them in the remaining two movements of that particular concerto in a few minutes. Right now, though, let's do the weather and road reports. Yesterday's low, 12.4. The high made it up to 24.9. Pretty windy yesterday, as it is this morning, or at least was when I walked in. As of 7 a.m., the temperature at 16 degrees. Environment Canada tells us today mainly cloudy, wind from the south at 20, gusting to 40, then increasing to 40 with gusts to 60 near noon. A high today of 25 and the UV index at 5, which is moderate. Tonight mainly cloudy, 40% chance of showers late this evening and overnight. Wind from the south at 40, gusting to 60, then diminishing to 20 with gusts to 40 in the evening. A low tonight of 16 degrees. Friday, cloudy, with a 40% chance of showers in the morning, then a mixture of sun and cloud. Wind from the south at 20, gusting to 40, increasing to 40 with gusts to 60 near noon, a high tomorrow of 23 degrees. Saturday, sunny, a low of 12, a high of 24. Sunday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, a low of 13, a high of 18. And at this point, Monday, predicted to be cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, a low of 12, and a high of 18. So things a little windy and a little cloudy over the next few days and maybe a little bit wet. However, Saturday looked like a pretty decent day, and a little precipitation would not hurt us at all if we got hit by it. Taking a look at conditions across the country and around the province, right now in Fredericton, it is 16 degrees and sunny. Montreal, mostly cloudy and 15. Toronto, 19 degrees and mainly sunny. Iqaluit, cloudy and 0. In Winnipeg, it's 11 degrees and sunny. Saskatoon, mostly cloudy and 13. Let's see, Yellowknife is at 3 degrees and mostly cloudy. Edmonton, sunny and 15. Calgary, 14 and mostly cloudy. Whitehorse, actually slipping back into negative territory, though just barely. Mainly sunny there and minus 1 degree. Prince George is 12 degrees with light rain and a little closer to home. Clinton, cloudy and 8. Hope, 13 degrees with light rain. Kamloops, mostly cloudy and 14. And 12 degrees in Pemberton, and in Vancouver it is mainly sunny and 14. And turning to the highways, you'll have to be a little bit patient with me because I am doing the highway report from the computer screen here, which means I have to pick and choose which notes to give you. And this is because there are getting to be too many notes to write them all down, and I am trying to save on printer cartridges. So I'll just kind of work my way through it here. I should mention that over the next few days, I think about the 24th through the 27th, sorry, 23rd through the 27th, there are a number of closures on Highway 1 near Vancouver, particularly between Gillardy Way and the Brunette Avenue exits. Most of those are late at night into the early morning, and of course there are lots of detours available. So I just thought I would mention that those are happening. Hopefully nobody has to travel at that hour of the morning anyway. Then we move on to, sorry about this, the paving that is taking place, about 27 kilometers worth of paving on Highway 1, somewhere between Cache Creek and Kamloops. A little confusing to tell from the note here. That work is Monday through Saturday and continues all the way through the end of June. Single lane alternating traffic where that is going on. I should also mention travel advisory is still in effect on Highway 1 between Golden and Revelstoke. That's due to the mudslide they had last weekend, increased mud flow and that sort of thing, and there may be delays of up to 30 minutes during daytime hours or longer overnight. But it is not closed at this point. We can move on to Highway 40 now. Construction from 12 kilometers west of Lillooet to 16 kilometers west. That is 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and runs through September the 15th. Single lane alternating traffic where that is going on. And we're nearly there. Highway 99 south. Rock scaling between, no, not between, 8.5 kilometers north of Lions Bay, in effect until 4:30 p.m. today, I guess. Lane closures in both directions and delays of up to 10 minutes. Highway 99 south, still construction from about 28 kilometers south of Lillooet, sorry, from about 14 kilometers south of Lillooet to 28 kilometers south. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. That continues through September the 15th with single lane alternating traffic. And construction continues 15 kilometers north of Lillooet on Highway 99 north. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. through May the 25th. Single lane alternating traffic and up to 1 hour delays possible there. And that is it for the weather and confusing, at least confusing to me, roads situation. Okay, let's go back to Vivaldi and we'll finish off this bassoon concerto in E flat major. Excuse me. Vivaldi wrote, I believe, 37 concertos for bassoon, which is a relatively small proportion out of his 550 or so concertos. But obviously, he thought highly of enough of the instrument to think it deserved concertos for concertos dedicated to it, which I don't think anyone else had ever written concertos for the bassoon before Vivaldi. Listening to that first movement, it was really kind of fun because Vivaldi was displaying his sense of humor in a couple of spots there. And I can't help but wonder what audiences would have made of the premieres of these. I'm guessing that most of these bassoon concertos were written for the all-girls orchestra that Vivaldi led at a, well, they called them in those days foundling hospitals, but an orphanage in Venice. And there's absolutely no reason why an all-girls orchestra and a female bassoonist shouldn't play a bassoon concerto. Perfectly reasonable. But at the time, it probably was a little bit shocking, especially seeing, I mean, the bassoon for anyone is a slightly unwieldy instrument physically. It's rather large. And so I imagine audiences were a little bit surprised to see that at the time. But reports about that orchestra that he led say that it was really a very, very fine orchestra. The girls were extremely talented instrumentalists. So more power to them. Let's hear the remaining two movements, Larghetto and Allegro. This is Tamás Ben Koch once again. I'm mixing Hungarian pronunciation into English here. Once again, and he is playing with the Nikolaus Esterházy Sinfonia with the conductor Béla Drahos. Thank you. That was music by Antonio Vivaldi. We've been listening to the third movement, second and third movements that come from his Concerto in E-flat major for bassoon and strings. And that recording featured Tamás Benkoč playing the bassoon with the Nikolaus Esterházy Sinfonia conducted by Béla Drahos. This particular CD contains six of those 37 bassoon concertos I was referring to earlier. Don't expect me to be buying the remaining 31 concertos. I don't really feel the need to have all of them. But it's nice to have a representative disc anyway. What are we at? 8:15, and that means it's time for me to tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. Let me just pull up the schedule here for you quickly, and here is the schedule. Thursday, when Snooze Button wraps up, I'll leave you with the Jazz Blues Soul playlist. Later this morning, I'll switch things up to Studio One in Lillooet Secondary School. You can hear student broadcasters Grace and William weekdays between about 11:25 and 12:15. This afternoon, Democracy Now! From 3 until 4 p.m. And then 4 until 4:30 will be Bobcat Logic. Now, this is what was previously known as Texan Cherokee Cowboy Philosopher, but we have changed the name of that program, and I think it's a pretty cool thing. These are essentially kind of philosophical and life musings from a local Lillooet resident, pre-recorded. Anyway, I encourage you to tune in. We had problems, technical problems with that the past couple of weeks. The recordings were just not, we weren't able to get them playing loud enough. But I believe that problem has been solved. And so tune in at 4 and hear Bobcat Logic. And you can also find more information about Bobcat Logic on our website. Later this evening, an encore presentation of Wendy's Wonderland from 6 until 8. And after that, it is the Rock Pop playlist. Okay, let's move on. We're going to listen to music by Lars-Erik Larsson, Swedish composer. I don't know if I have his dates in front of me. Apparently, I do not. I think Lars-Erik Larsson died around 1970 or so. played his music here quite a few times. The music that I know by Larson, anyway, is in very much a neoclassical vein. It's for somebody somebody writing in the 20th century, very easily approachable music. What we'll hear is a little suite of music that he wrote, I believe, as incidental music for a stage production of Shakespeare's play A Winter's Tale. I'm guessing that was in a Swedish translation, but I don't know. There is nothing especially wintry about this music, and there isn't really anything especially wintry about Shakespeare's play of that name either. So don't expect to hear the sound of chilly wind, north winds or anything like that. In fact, it's much more pastoral in nature. Starts with a Siciliana, then an intermezzo, and then an actual movement called a pastorale, and then a brief epilogue. And we'll listen to a recording with the CBC Vancouver Orchestra. The conductor is the late lamented Mario Bernardi. That was not the right music. It was very enjoyable, but let's get the correct music here. Music by the Swedish composer Lars Erik Larsson there. We've been listening to his suite of music called A Winter's Tale. Just kind of wish that piece had a slightly more upbeat ending, and considering that it is a, well, it's classified as one of Shakespeare's comedies, it's not entirely comedic, but it does have a happy ending, so I thought something a little more upbeat might have been nice there. Nevertheless, beautiful music, and that was a recording with the CBC Vancouver Orchestra. The conductor was Mario Bernardi. All right, while that was on, I checked in on the ospreys in Nelson, the osprey nest that has a webcam there. I have, as I mentioned before here, I would check in on the Lillooet osprey nest cam, except I can't get it to work on our studio computer. I'll try to resolve that one of these days. Just like to see how these birds in Nelson are doing, though. And right now, the bird that I believe is the female is sitting on the nest. I've finally been able to distinguish between the two individuals. And reading about ospreys, it seems that females do anyway more than half of the incubating of the eggs. Three eggs in that nest. And as I said yesterday, we're not really sure exactly when those are going to... I'm not really sure when those eggs are going to begin to hatch. I'm guessing at least another week or so to go based on the reading that I've done and when I first started watching the camera. But since I don't know when they were laid, I can't be sure about it. Still, beautiful view. If you want to check out those Nelson ospreys yourself, go to columbiawireless.ca. That is the internet address. And for the Lillooet osprey nest cam, go to the website for the Lillooet Naturalist Society, which is very easy, lillooetnaturalistsociety.org. And that's naturalist singular in there. Okay, let's do the pool schedule for today. Aquafit coming up shortly. That'll be 9 until 10 a.m., as it is on Tuesday mornings as well, but there's only a few classes left, I believe. Everyone welcome, 10:30 to 11:30. Lane swimming, 11:30 until 1. Everyone welcome, 3:30 until 5. And lane swimming again from 7 until 8 p.m. The Stadtlium Fisheries Forum is taking place today at the Bridge River Gym. That is 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And a number of items on the agenda there. And door prizes will be drawn throughout the forum, but you must be in attendance to win. And that, of course, is open to all members of the Stadtlium Nation. The Lillooet Skateboard and BMX Group has an open jam coming up this Saturday, May the 24th. There will be various games and demonstrations taking place starting at 1 p.m. There's a barbecue and concession at noon, special appearance by out-of-town talent, and local talent must pre-register to be included. Registration forms are available here at the Rec Center. The Walking with the Smoltz Community Celebration is coming back. That will be in the lower spawning channels, or Shekelwash. I'm still not very good at saying that. That is Thursday and Friday of next week, May 29th and 30th, and all sorts of events around that. There are a lot of school children that come and tour through the spawning channels and learn more about the smolts, but they'll be learning about other things, learning about the plants, learning about the birds, and learning about First Nations use of plants as well, and the First Nations use of the fish. So that's open to everyone, and it runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. both days, Thursday and Friday of next week. Really interesting and fun event, and I encourage you, if you haven't been out to Walking with the Smolt celebration, to try and do so this year. If the weather's decent, makes for a really nice walk through the spawning channels, or if you're feeling more ambitious, you can park at the campground across the other side of the bridge, and then walk up to the spawning channels by the back route, and lots of fun things there as well. I'll be down there actually on one of those days. I think on Friday of next week I will be there talking to the kids about birds and hoping that we get lots of bird song while we're down there. The Strawberry Social is back Friday of next week, May the 30th, runs from noon until 4, and that will be at Downton Park next to the museum. Cost is $5. If you want tea, please bring your own mug, and you can also place an order and have it delivered to your business or home. To order, email cjones, just like it sounds, at sd74.bc.ca. You can also fax your order to 250-256-4275, and I think that's about all that I need to tell you about that. All the information, the details about that, and many of these other public service announcements I've mentioned are on our Radio Lillooet website. So you can find them there if you missed some of the specific details. Skate Lillooet has its annual general meeting Wednesday of next week, May the 28th, 7 p.m. That's in room 101 here at the Rec Center, and volunteers are needed to fill board positions. There is another cooking demo coming to the Better Living Center, this one featuring Summer Delights, and that will, it like all of them, it features whole foods, gluten-free cooking, vegan, and vegan cooking. That's 4 to 6 p.m. at the Better Living Center, 6th Avenue and Main Street. For more information, call 256-9218. Also happening on Sunday, June the 1st, is a bottle drive by Just Do It Sports here in town. That will be starting at 10 a.m. There will be curbside pickup. I don't have any other information about that, I'm afraid, for you. Finally, let's talk about sprinkling and fire restrictions and that sort of thing. The Stage 1 water conservation measures went into effect on May the 1st. And so even-numbered civic addresses can water on even-numbered calendar days between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. for hose-supplied sprinklers, or between midnight and 4 a.m. for underground automated systems. And, of course, for odd-numbered civic addresses, it's the same hours on odd-numbered calendar days. Again, you can find all those details on our website or on the District of Lillooet's website. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. And then I wanted to talk about the fire bans in the Kamloops Fire Center. I should be remembering these days to check daily on the campfire restrictions, but I forgot to do that today. But definitely we can say that Category 2 and Category 3 open fires are prohibited in the Kamloops Fire Center, and it will remain, that prohibition will remain in effect until October 15th or until further notice. Specifically, this includes the burning of any waste slash or other materials at a size larger than a half meter by a half meter, the burning of more than two open fires of any size at the same time, stubble or grass fires of any size over any area, and the use of fireworks, sky lanterns, or burning barrels of any size or description. And if you want more details about any of that, you can go to the website bcwildfire.ca. At least I think that is the address, but let me just check it here. bcwildfire.ca, that is correct. Okay, that is it for the public service announcements. We're going to, for most of the rest of the hour, hear music by Saint-Saëns, Camille Saint-Saëns. This is a piece by him that I don't think I've played here before on Snooze Button, and I'm not quite sure why. We will listen to the second and third movements of his Concerto for Violin and Orchestra No. 3 in B minor, the last of his three concertos. This music comes from around 1882 or 1883, if I recall correctly, and it was written for the Spanish violin virtuoso and composer Pablo de Sarasate, whose music we heard not all that long ago here on Snooze Button. Pablo de Sarasate was a very influential figure, just in that the greatness of his violin playing was such that many important composers in his lifetime were inspired to write violin concertos or other works specifically intended for him. And Saint-Saëns, I think his first violin concerto, maybe the second one as well, but the first one, I believe, is also dedicated to Pablo de Sarasate. And I think he wrote a couple of other works for Sarasate as well, shorter works for violin and orchestra. Anyway, we don't have time for the whole thing. I wish we did, but we'll hear the second movement, Andantino Quasi Allegretto, which has kind of a gentle rocking motion. And also seems to remind me of some cowboy song that I learned when I was a kid. I'm always, I ride an old paint, something like that. The third movement is the finale, very lively, and starts off with a sort of brief cadenza for the violin and interchanges or exchanges of dialogue between the violin and the orchestra, and then launches into the main body of the movement. There are hints of Spanish flavor at times in the rhythm, not surprising when Saint-Saëns was writing for Sarasate. Anyway, a very exciting piece. We're going to listen to this recording with Gil Shaham playing the violin. By the way, he has very illustrious, well, I think of them as illustrious parents. It's not that his parents are famous or anything, but one of them is an astrophysicist, and I seem to believe the other is, or seem to recall the other one is a geneticist. And they got a violinist for a son and a pianist for a daughter, as a matter of fact. I can't remember Gilsham's sister's name, but she is a talented pianist. This recording made in 1991 with the New York Philharmonic. The conductor is Giuseppe Sinopoli. At the time, Gil Shaham was just a slip of a young thing while he was 20-ish, and it's hard to imagine. Here he is already now a little over 40, but still think of him as being a young man. Here he is with the music of Saint-Saëns. Timed out fairly nicely. I thought I was going to go way over or way under for some reason today. We heard the second and third movements there from that come from Camille Saint-Saëns' third violin concerto. That was a recording featuring violinist Gil Shaham. He was playing with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. The conductor was Giuseppe Sinopoli. And there are just so many wonderful little features in that concerto. The end of the second movement features the violin playing in what are known as harmonic notes, where the violinist is touching the strings with fingers but not actually pressing those strings down to the fingerboards. It makes a sort of a whistly sound. And I believe that the clarinet doubles along with the violin in playing its little tune. And then the oboe gets a nice little solo underneath all of that. It's quite lovely. And then Saint-Saëns introducing one of his favorite trademark devices in the end of the concerto, when he brought in the brass playing sort of a chorale sounding tune, almost sounds like a hymn. And that's something that Saint-Saëns did in many of his bigger scaled compositions. And anyway, I really enjoy that. It is 9:02. We're going to throw in a short encore, and we're going to stay with the violin. We're even going to stay with a violinist whose last name is Shaham, but a different violinist entirely. As far as I know, these two are not related. We are going to hear music by the Hungarian composer and violinist Janos Jubai, and I'm probably saying his name a little bit incorrectly, whose dates I do not have in front of me. I think he died in the 1920s, if I recall correctly. He wrote a set of pieces called Sin de la Charda for violin, confusingly mixing the languages of Hungarian and French in that title. Charda is a word that actually used to be used, and still is to some extent, I guess, in Hungary, used for an inn or a tavern. But it is also associated with a particular Hungarian slash gypsy style of singing and dancing, especially. Very often starting out with a slow, very passionate tune and then playing some, and then finishing off with something much more lively. And the Sin de la Charda, the Charda scenes, tavern scenes, if you will, Hungarian gypsy scenes, if you want to translate it that way, by Hubai, they sort of follow that slow, fast pattern. They're quite varied in length, some of them as much as 10 and a half minutes long. The one we're going to hear, though, much shorter. It's only 3 minutes long. This is the very first of them, written in 1879. And as I say, we have Hagai Shaham on the violin with Arnon Erez on the piano.